know, if you had a chance to listen to last night's show live, or you've listened to the podcast, you'll know that we talked about a paparazzi initiative where there's new laws signed into California where it'll make it easier for a paparazzi to be fined, or news organization that buys a picture illegally to be fined, or a paparazzi to be sued. And one has to wonder, with the public's craving to know what's happening with your favorite star, just how important is that craving? Now, I've been impressed, and I've told Harvey Levin this personally, that the good work that TMZ has done with some of their investigative reporting into Michael Jackson, for example, Heath Ledger, other high-profile cases, Anna Nicole, for example. But I'm not that interested in what John and Kate have been doing. Kate Goslin coming out of Kinko's, or John Goslin standing outside. I think they had a shot of him picking his nose. That's not interesting. That's garbage. Some celebrities and the high-profile ones, yes, they feed off of each other. They do need some of their privacy. Yes, what the paparazzi make, they make because of the celebrity. The celebrities aren't celebrities if it wasn't for the paparazzi, but there has to be a fine line drawn. I think Arnold Schwarzenegger did a good thing when he signed that law into effect. He signed another law into effect about cell phone usage, but he's got to make sure his wife quits using hers, because those same paparazzi are out there watching when she's driving down the street talking on her cell phone. So I guess it's six of one, half a dozen of the other. Paparazzi need to behave themselves. Celebrities, I don't care if they're picking their noses, but I am interested in what they're doing sometime. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.